Good afternoon and welcome to my presentation. Welcome to my presentation on evaluating color difference formula by Riemann and matrix. So the co-author of this paper also, Ibar Farooq, is also my supervisor. And my work is based on J and E ellipse, that which I consider, we consider that it will represents, can be modeled the visual perceptual color difference. Now let us look the objective. So that's the first objective, is to present a method to compute Riemann metric tensors of CLAB and CLU formula. Then second objective, to compute just noticeable difference ellipses of the formula into the X, Y, Y color space, to compare them with the visual color matching experimental data done by McAdam and Wojcicki and Filder. We are going to focus more on method. So we have just simple type of data. And to present a method of comparison for evaluating their performance with respect to visual data based on small color differences. Now, let's see just background. So our work is inspired by the concept of two famous pupils, Riemann and Helmholtz. The first assumed colors and the other objects of sense constitute a non-equivalent manifold. And the second presented analytic expression for a line element in non-equilibrium manifold for calculating the number of sensations lying between two colors. That's this background, historical. And I found a nice picture there that our human brain thinking the colors. So I put there. And let's go to the introduction. So color discrimination threshold of an observer can be represented by J and E ellipses in the chromacity diagram. And the first systematic studies of threshold color differences was done by McAdam, but also by other researchers. So what this study suggests, that a color space is Riemannian, the difference between two colors are described by a positive definite quadratic differential form, also known as the Riemann metric. And a J and E ellipse is uniquely determined by this metric and vice versa. So let's see the example of J and E. I think so all of you are familiar, but just for review purpose, I'm putting this example of J and E. So perceptually, colors are indistinguishable within this ellipse, although there are different colors inside. But our visual systems cannot discriminate that things. And these are the axes. And the long axis, we can difficult to differentiate. And such an ellipse on the chromacity diagram would be the reliable evaluating tool to study the performance of different color difference formula. Here is our methods. Let's think. There is the experimentally observed data in the chromacity diagram, and we have two color differences, CLAB and CLUB, in their own is color space. So how to compare their performance, how to evaluate their performance on measuring this experimentally observed data, experimentally observed ellipses? So the one way is to compute the ellipses of these formulas and compare with this that experimentally observed data, and how they are matched or not, and how well they will match. So here is our methods. So we calculate metric in CLAB, metric in CLU, then we'll transfer to the in XYZ triostimulus space, then to the XYY space, and then compute the ellipses with having the same color centers like as experimentally observed data. So this is the main idea of our method. I think everybody is familiar, and this Riemann metric So it's the GIK in two dimensions. So we have these four elements, this Riemann metric, and by these coefficients, we can derive the ellipse parameter, or vice versa. If we have the ellipse, then we can derive the coefficients, and if we have these coefficients, we can derive the ellipse. So that if we can evaluate, compute these metrics, we can easily draw the ellipses. Next. Now I will show them how to compute this metric of Silab formula. So everybody knows this defining equation of Silab's, LAV related with price stimulus values. And this is the color difference equations, delta AV. And this equation becomes differential if we take line element to measure the color differences. If you consider Riemannian space, and if you take the infinitesimal distance, then it will be this equation becomes line element. So the Silab equation in the form, in the differential forms. We have this delta U. So this is the, this Silab is in equilibrium matrix. So we have in differential forms. Now, then how we can obtain this to the other space? How we will transform it? So to obtain the, this Riemann metric in other color space, we need to transfer color vectors from one space to other. So here is the process, the Riemann metric in Silab, and if we apply nonlinear transformation, Jacobian transformation, then we will this metric in XYZ color space. So here you see transformation of color vectors in LAB into XYZ trisurfaces. We will do by this Jacobian methods, Jacobian transformations. Here we will calculate this DL, DA, DV with respect to doing the partial derivative with respect to XYZ. Then we can transform this LAB color vectors into the XYZ space. Here, this is the symbolization of this Jacobian matrix. And this, and the, this is the calculations of all partial derivatives of this matrix. Now, then we will transform this DLAB into the XYZ. Again, our goal is to XYZ to the XYY. So, again, we need another Jacobian transformation, another method. So, then XYZ can be transformed into DX, DYY. So, here is this fundamental relationships, XYZ with XYY. And by using this Jacobian transformation, we also can transform XYZ to the XYY. Then, when we have these methods, the final transformations of delta AB into the XYY space. So, this is the relationships, this is the transpose of this Jacobian, XYZ to XYY, LAB to XYZ, where I is this identity matrix, and multiplication of all Jacobian matrices and their transposes gives us our 3x3 matrix tensor of Silab formula in the XYY color space. And it computes ellipsoid in three dimensions and JND ellipses in two dimensions. So if you consider two dimensions, we can compute JND ellipses. If you consider three dimensions, it gives ellipsoid. So in the similar fashion, we can also transform Silab formula into the XYY space. So the result. So this is our original MacAdam ellipses. This is Silab computed ellipses. And this is Silab computed ellipses. So that's the Silab and Silab ellipses do not follow to the original MacAdam ellipses exactly. So disagreements can be seen with respect to size, shape, and rotation or angle of orientations. But although, however, I would like to say that, okay, some general trends follow, like the blue ellipses appears blue, small in two formulas. Like the green is larger. I think here is also larger. But however, the general trend, that's we cannot say that they follow that exactly. So if you want to see the comparative numerical data, this you can see in my paper. Similarly, for this Wojcicki color matching ellipses, this is original. And this computed CLAP ellipses, and this is computed CLUB ellipses. So here also you can see the disagreements with respect to size, shape, and rotation. So this means that these two formulas are not following the exact visual matching data. Now how to compare it? Method of comparison for a pair of ellipses. Look here, there are the two ellipses. We can compare two ellipses by calculating the ratio of the intersection area and the union area. So, from the statistical point of view, the acceptance region is the intersection area and the rejection region is the union area. So, if you compare having the same center, so we can compare it. So, the ratio of this intersection and the union area gives us a non-negative value. That's zero is greater, x that value is greater than zero and less than or equal to one. So large value of the ratio means two ellipses are closely matched. Let's see the example. This is excellent matched pairs. It's little very good, very matched. X is equal to 0.8 to this ratio. And this is poorly matched. So pairs. So higher comparison value indicates better matching between a pair of ellipses. And when we have the comparison results, this is the histogram comparison value between CLAP and macadam ellipses. And this is CLUB and macadam ellipses. You see the better histogram than CLAP. So a comparison value of one between a pair of ellipses, this you can see here. Similarly, for Wojcicki ellipses, also I think the CLUB's matching index is more better than this CLAB. And we have done the sign test also. The sign test for these ratio values, CLAB and CLUB ellipses with respect to macadam data source, CLUB is performing better than CLAB at a level of significance p equal to 0.15. Similarly, Wojcicki data, CLUB performs better with p equal to 0.0125. Now, we have drawn some conclusions. So, developed a method to compute remanent metric tensor of CLAB and CLUB formula in the XY color space, computed JND ellipses of the formula into the chromaticity diagram to study their performance with respect to visual experiment data, developed a comparison method for a pair of ellipses using the ratio of the area of intersection and area of union. And the result shows neither formula are good enough for perfect visual color matching. However, the ratio test method shows that CLUB performs better than CLAB to predict visual color difference for both of the data sets. And our method can be extended to study advanced color difference formulas like CIE Delta A2000s. Finally, we would like to thank Professor A. Timero, the Jean Monnet University, France, and Professor John Hardeval, Quebec University College, for their valuable suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Divakar. Questions, please?
I'm a little bit surprised that you assumed that within macadam ellipses all points are not distinguishable.
Sorry, I
think it's an apparent contradiction with the whole thing.
Okay. Sorry, can you repeat? Because we are not able to.
Actually, you need to assume, as far as I understand, that Macadam ellipse is the contour of equidiscriminability. But in one of your assumptions, you stated that we assume that all points, all lights within a Macadam ellipse are not distinguishable. So including the... I think that actually what I would assume that all these points on the Macadam ellipse contour are subjectively equidistant from the center, right? So if this is the case, then they are distinguishable from the center. And whatever this epsilon difference, G and D difference is, then the point at halfway from the contour to the center will be at subjective distance equal to epsilon over 2 and so on, right?
More questions?
I understand that you do a transformation from LAB into small x, small y, large y space. So in principle, in x, y, it's independent of the luminance. Do you think, for example, when you go...
No, that's why we compute on the constant like this level.
No. Yeah, you showed here in x, y space the ellipse. And for example, when you go further to improved models, you think that one ellipse for different luminances, in the sense that it is the same chromaticity coordinate for white as for black. Will this be good when you, for example, try to evaluate delta E2000?
Oh no, we have to assume the constant lightness table.
Mm-hmm. Just as a general comment, that it's always good to reduce things. I like 2D more than 3D.
Yeah.
The question is how good it fits. The ellipses, in principle, are in three dimensions.
No, in two dimensions. Ellipses
and then you reduce it to two dimensions.
Actually, we can compute the ellipse side too. When we have this metric tension, then it's not so hard to compute the ellipse side, three dimensions. But the main phenomenon is that we are thinking of the chroma discrimination, so not the lightness function. So that the for color discrimination, chroma discrimination is the more important, I think so. That's why we have ellipses and this thing.
Okay.
Thank you.